Heretic by Bernard Cornwell, read by Sean Barrett. Prologue, Calais, 1347. The road came from the southern hills and crossed the marshes by the sea. It was a bad road. A summer's persistent rain had left it a strip of glutinous mud that baked hard when the sun came out, but it was the only road that led from the heights of Saint-Gat to the harbours of Calais and Gravelines. At Neuilly, a hamlet of no distinction whatever, it crossed the river Ham on a stone bridge. The Ham was scarcely worth the title of river. It was a slow stream that oozed through fever-ridden marshlands until it vanished among the coastal mudflats. It was so short that a man could wade from its source to the sea in little more than an hour, and it was so shallow that a man could cross it at low tide without getting his waist wet. It drained the swamps, where reeds grew thick and herons hunted frogs among the marsh grass, and it was fed by a maze of smaller streams, where the villagers from Neuilly and Ham and Guim set their wicker eel traps. Neuilly and its stone bridge might have expected to slumber through history, except that the town of Calais lay just 2 miles to the north, and, in the summer of 1347, an army of 30,000 Englishmen was laying siege to the port, and their encampment lay thick between the town's formidable walls and the marshes. The road which came from the heights and crossed the Ham at Neuilly was the only route a French relief force might use, and in the height of the summer, when the inhabitants of Calais were close to starvation, Philip of Valois, King of France, brought his army to Saint-Gat. 20,000 Frenchmen lined the heights, their banners thick in the wind blowing from the sea. The Oriflamme was there, the sacred war pennant of France. It was a long flag with